USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After announcing his retirement, President Biden thanked Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer for his decades of public service.
The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
Experts say the front runner on the list of potential candidates is Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who clerked for Justice Breyer.
Without a doubt, being a law clerk for Justice Breyer was one of the most rewarding professional experiences of my life.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants to move quickly to confirm a nominee. They're expected to use the same timeline they used for Amy Coney Barrett's nomination. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
According to the Labor Department, unemployment claims fell the week ending January 22nd, marking the first drop in a month. Initial jobless claims were 260,000 for that week, which was a decrease of 30,000 from the previous week. A total of 1.7 million people were collecting unemployment compensation the week ending January 15th. As initial jobless claims declined, the Commerce Department reported the total output of all goods and services increased by 5.7% for all of 2021. That's the largest growth for any year since 1984. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve left its benchmark interest rate near zero, but warned an interest rate increase is coming soon to combat inflation. Economists say jobless claims will continue to be lower as the economic disruptions from the Omicron variant fade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Charges have now been filed after a young immigrant was murdered.
A 16-year-old teen and a 27-year-old man have been charged in the weekend murder of 8-year-old Mexico immigrant Melissa Ortega in Chicago as she walked down the street with her mother. The boy, who is believed to be the shooter, was charged with first-degree murder and attempted murder. He will be charged as an adult. Javier Guzman, who was driving, has also been charged with multiple counts. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The governor of Texas spoke about immigration at the southern border.
Greg Abbott on Thursday spoke at a two-day border summit for 12 state attorneys general to discuss security at the U.S. southern border. Abbott accusing President Biden of being indifferent to the impact illegal immigration has in the United States.
Joe Biden doesn't care about victims of human trafficking. If he cared, he would step up and do something about it. But he does not care about the carnage that he's causing to lives and communities across the entire country.
The Biden administration has focused on the root cause of mass migration, including crime and poverty in countries where illegal immigrants are. The Biden administration has focused on the root causes of mass migration, including crime and poverty in countries where migrants are fleeing from. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.